This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Supporting Victoria's next generation of LGBTI community leaders through a groundbreaking new leadership program, the Andrews Labor government have launched the LGBTI Leadership Program, which will build a network of emerging community leaders. Dean Arcuri spoke to Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Ro Allen, about why the program is so important and what advantages it can provide for future leaders in our communities.
I think it's important that we keep nurturing our emerging leaders and making sure that they have all the supports and the skills to be able to talk and lead our community. So that's why Minister Foley has announced the LGBTI Leadership Program with Leadership Victoria.
The LGBTI Leadership Program is aimed at attracting Victorians who have demonstrated drive, passion and a vision to contribute to their community. It is being developed through Leadership Victoria in consultation with an LGBTI advisory group. And they're encouraging LGBTI Victorians of all backgrounds to get involved, including people from regional and rural areas, culturally and linguistically diverse people, and Victorians from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Future leaders doesn't just mean young people, it's everyone in our communities. These are the leaders who will help drive a more inclusive community, build resilience and be a voice for LGBTI Victorians.
I think leaders come in all shapes and sizes and ages, and that may be young people, but you also think about Brenda Appleton, who's an older person in our community who only taken a leadership role perhaps in the last 5 years. You know, leaders are anywhere that they in their life journey where they're coming forward and stepping up and representing our community. You know, a lot of our leaders are accidental leaders, you know, and they don't have the skills or the network. So this is selecting 30 people, 18 plus, so as I said, any age, that'll come from hopefully a very diverse range. We've already had 200 people register their interest. So 30 people for 8 sessions coming together, and they'll obviously build a strong network in themselves as leaders, and they'll have presentations and guest speakers and who are LGBTI leaders, but also outside, because we have to work with the mainstream community as well. So we're going to make sure that we get a really diverse group of people coming and talking and sharing, of course, the wisdom that they'll have within themselves and the work that they've done.
Marrying the mainstream with the grassroots for our leaders of the future is a really important step we all need to start taking so that we can create a stronger foundation for a future LGBTIQA+ generation.
You know, if you think about leadership, there's leading our own groups, but then there's showing leadership in the mainstream space. So once you've done this leadership program with Leadership Victoria, who are well recognised and well respected, you might get a role on a board that's nothing to do with LGBTI. Might be a health board or a hospital, but you'll be bringing that LGBTI lens into that hospital setting or into a community health service or, you know, all different sort of community agencies and boards. So it may not be LGBTI specific work that you end up doing. You know, I've done leadership programs since I was 15, you know, and that's given me the skills, and, you know, a lot of people have a lot of skills already, but, you know, sharing that wisdom with each other is really important. And those 30 people will become a little alumni, and hopefully they, you know, they can ring those other 29 when they're in trouble and get that support. And we know through the recent marriage equality debate that even our leadership struggles, you know, individuals at the highest level that have been doing this work for a long time, you know, got quite rocky. So it's important that we develop those networks as well.
Human rights advocate Jacob Thomas mentors people around the world and, whether they like it or not, is a young leader for change and equality in LGBTIQA+ spaces and beyond. Whether it's accidental or planning, we asked Jacob about why leadership is so important, especially for marginalised communities.
It's an interesting thing when I think about how I got into a position of leadership. I mean, I think some people kind of fall into it. I think some people, you know, strive really hard to make it very purposeful, a very purposeful position for themselves. I think mine was a bit of both. You know, I started working in positions where, you know, I had to be quite visible for my work to be successful for the sake of, you know, putting a human face to really important movements. And it kind of snowballed from there. You start working in positions, people start asking you to sit on panels or represent, you know, working groups or doing talks or whatever, or what have you. And then 5 years later, here I am. And people do get into leadership positions within community because they see a point in it, because they are, you know, they have a really important story to tell, because they're inspirational. They give something back to the community or to their specific communities, because if that voice isn't there, if that representation isn't there, then it doesn't move, it doesn't happen. People feel as though that, you know, they don't exist, they don't have the visibility that's necessary. So if people are able to get into those positions and are able to push that narrative, demystify it, make it really strong, make it really, you know, clear to people who don't understand you or don't get it or who just will never understand, you know, what your circumstances are, when that gets pushed out there, people then just sort of go, oh, right, that's what it is. I see the person now. I don't see it as an issue that's controlled by something else. I see the real facts. And I think that's what we need more of. So if you fall into that by chance, great, take that chance. If you're working so hard to make that opportunity known, then do that as well. And if it happens to be a bit of both for you, marvellous.
We asked the commission, what makes a good leader?
Somebody that listens. I mean, my style of leadership is servant leadership, and it's like you think about how you can serve your community. And, you know, somebody that can make a call. When they do need to make a call, they can make it decisively. So if they've done the listening and they've listened from a broad range of people and perspectives, then it's someone who can actually step up and make the call and has that ability to bring people along with them. I think that makes a good leader.
The initial program will run for 3 years, with the very first participants commencing in June. Applications are already open via leadershipvictoria.org. And program activities will involve past and present LGBTI leaders who'll share their experiences as speakers and mentors.
Then from there, you know, there's other leadership programs that people may like to choose to go on to learn more about governance or more about submission writing or all those things that are part of running and driving community organisations. Well, it's not going to be a leadership program where you come in and you have to form a mould. You know, it is grassroots people, but it's about a few skills and extra tools in the toolbox, because as our organisations grow, we're under more scrutiny. You know, we have to get the governance right. We have to get the financial things right. We have to understand the responsibility that we take on. And, you know, as a board member or wherever people end up, you can't just always fly by the seat of your pants, because things do go wrong and you need to have the skills to be able to work through that. So if you're out there and you're an emerging leader or someone that's thinking about how you may be able to contribute and develop your leadership, please have a look. Go to the Leadership Victoria website. You can register your interest there, and when the application's open, you'll receive information about that.
That was Dean R. Curie reporting on Victoria's LGBTI Leadership Program with the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Ro Allen. If you're interested in being one of Victoria's LGBTI leaders, then head to leadershipvictoria.org.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Bisexual health.